Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Adam Sparks from the Knoxville News Sentinel, talking all things Tennessee Vols. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. I was hoping I would hear more Creed. I know Rex loves it.
Oh, thank God.
Not you too.
A two
Spark A.
Higher was a great song. It just was.
It really was. There's a lot of
that's the only one though.
A lot of hatred coming from Rex Road.
Did you hear him though? He just said that's the only one.
Well, that's better than you, which just don't give him credit for anything. It's your best friend up there playing a concert tonight. You're not going.
I know. Get me a bootleg tape out there if you're going, please.
How many crucifix poses will there be on stage?
There'd be a lot.
Is that a Scott Staff thing?
It'd be a lot.
Yeah. Oh absolutely. Nice. Yes.
Oh, he's a sacrilegious too. Good to know. So he's spawn of Satan along with being a bad musician. I didn't realize.
He's under attack right now. Adam, fall scrimmage number one for Tennessee on Friday. Josh Heupel speaking after. Just in terms of the offense, from what you've seen, from what you've gathered around the program to this point, how big of a factor do you think the tight end position could be in the offense this year with Ethan Davis and other guys that they've got there with that room? And how much of a part of the offense do you expect them to be, particularly in the passing game?
Well, I mean, I'll take the glass half full phase, which, by the way, that's what we're in right now in camp. Every coach has elite athletes and just so much depth they don't know what to do with it. that's the phase of fall camp that we're in. I mean, Ethan Davis, I think, is going to be one of those. He'll be a down-the-field, vertical-type guy. He'll be the guy that fans feel like is the best tight end because he'll be the flashiest. He'll make catches down the field. Holden Stays, the Notre Dame transfer, I'm sort of in wait-and-see mode. He looks the part at times. You think he's – we thought he'd probably be the number one of those three guys or maybe even two guys. You hear he's doing okay. So we'll see. He's the guy that we thought would fill in more in that Jacob Warren, maybe even some McCallum Castles, but for both of those guys. But I don't know if it's coming together as quickly. We'll see. Miles Kitzelman is the one that I thought was just going to be sort of a throwaway blocking tight end. He's an Alabama transfer who – Tennessee had a relationship back when he was in junior college a couple years ago. He's been the bright spot of the three, or maybe the surprise of the three, because he's the best blocker of the three. He can catch the ball much better than they thought that they thought they were going to get out of him. And so his stock is rising. I would say Holden Stays is sort of holding, and Ethan Davis is going up. I guess the bright side of that is you're probably going to have three guys, where in the last few years you've only had two. But we'll see. Nico likes the tight ends. I think he's had a great rapport with Ethan Davis over the years. And so I would expect that would be the guy that would catch the most balls from him.
Okay, so you've got injuries at running back, which opens the door for a guy who has been injured, Deshaun Bishop, to play well in the scrimmage. So what's the situation there? Should he be taken seriously? Because Cam Seldon's hurt too, and I think he's really good when he comes back. Is there a concern with Dylan Sampson? Is Deshaun Bishop for real, Adam?
Yeah, I think they held Sampson out the other night, I think, for one of those typical, like, we know what he can do. We don't want to get him nicked up. Let's leave him out. I think that's all that was because he was at practice.
So he's going to be in bubble wrap. He's going to be in bubble wrap until the season, basically.
Absolutely.
Probably
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, there's a few guys that will do that. I mean, they're doing that with Brew McCoy to a large extent right now, too. I mean, Deshaun Bishop is the guy that you keep on thinking eventually he's going to be demoted or they're going to stop talking about him, but that hasn't happened. I mean, he came here as a walk-on. I know he was a great high school player, two-time Mr. Football here at Carnes. So you think eventually that, you know, for spring practice and fall camp is when you brag on walk-ons for like a week or whatever, or you brag on freshmen or whatever, and then you sort of push them aside when the games get here. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. I mean, of the last 2 years of the 10 scrimmages that they've had in spring and fall, I think Deshaun Bishop has been mentioned pretty highly in almost all the ones that he's played when he wasn't injured. I mean, Josh Heupel likes him. I think they think he's sort of a poor man's Jabari Small, if that makes any sense. A guy who pretty good pass blocker, good running between the tackles, not fast, not big, but better than both of those measurables. And so I think they just like his stability. Now, I think he'll probably be the number two early in the season. Whether he is when Cam Seldon comes back is a different question. But I think what they love to have is Deshaun Bishop show that he can be a solid number two, and then Seldon come back at full strength, and then maybe you have three guys there instead of two, that you don't have to switch one out for the other. And Peyton Lewis looks fine. I mean, he's a freshman, so they love his skill set, but he still has a lot to learn. He didn't go through much in the spring because of his injury, so he's got to catch up.
Adam Sparks with us here on Robbie and Rextrode. So, Adam, what's your sense for how the secondary is coming together with the Jordan Thomas injury taking place? And do you feel like, based on what you've seen and what you know of Boo Carter, that as a true freshman, he's ready for potentially the responsibility that they could give him filling that role with Thomas out?
Yeah, I mean, I think the cynic is going to be able to poke a lot of holes in the secondary first and foremost on this team, because you know yesterday we talked to Willie Martinez, and he's so high on this group, and it's like one of the best groups he's ever coached in his career, and he's been around for quite a while. I find that hard to believe. I think their corners are going to be fine. They added some transfers there. They have to choose between Boo Carter and Christian Harrison. Boo Carter is a phenomenal freshman. I think he'll probably eventually be that guy. Christian Harrison is the son of Rodney Harrison, the longtime NFL great for the Patriots. I mean, they like his progress, but if you had asked them in spring practice or even asked them a month ago about Christian Harrison, they would say, well, it's, you know, a solid special teams guy, sort of a three-star level player, but now suddenly Jordan Thomas has gotten hurt. Christian Harrison is a better player. I just wonder about that. If you know, they're talking him up a little too much. At safety, you've got sort of the situation we've had with defensive coordinator Tim Banks over the last few years, which is he has this reputation, and it's well earned, that he will play the oldest guy in the room, regardless of talent level. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but that's what he does. And right now, Will Brooks is getting a lot of the first-team reps at safety. Will Brooks is a longtime special teams guy. He's a walk-on, but he's a fifth-year senior, so he's been around a long time. If they start a walk-on at safety over Jacoby Thomas, who was brought in as a transfer from MTSU, who's an all-conference caliber player there, and John Slaughter, who they recruited what a year or two ago, they thought he would be the guy eventually, and a couple other guys that they have that they've groomed, maybe it says something about those other players that they haven't developed well enough. Maybe it says just something about Tim Banks that, regardless of talent level, he's going to play the guy that's the closest to gray hair, because I think that's what he's got with Will Brooks. Nothing against Will Brooks, but it's taking Tim Banks's penchant for playing the older guy to like the extreme levels.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing. Like this year, I mean, like even like Harrison or Charles or whoever could be better than Boo Carter, but you know the fans are like, no, just play Boo Carter. Yeah. You know, and then until you know you give up a big play or something right. like that. But I do. It does feel like it's a good year for that to change a little bit. Adam, anyone in the receiver group? That any indications, we know the two guys who are going to start and play a lot, any indications on anyone emerging from the pack for that third spot?
I mean, what you see, you're saying Brew and Squirrel,
right? Kelsey. I'm counting them.
I mean, a lot of people are high on Chaz Nimrod. I'm still in wait and see mode. Chris Brazel is, I think, a guy. I mean, Chris Brazel's made a lot of acrobatic catches. They like what he does with his route running. I think he's probably going to be sort of an up and down guy. He's going to have a great game and then he's going to disappear. I think that's probably what you're going to get. They do have enough depth now that if they wanted to switch guys out and go with a hot hand, they can do that. And I'm starting to be a believer. I'm starting to think that they may actually do that this year, that they'll go beyond the three guys or four guys, and we may see waves of guys at least early in the season.
Adam, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll give you a live report from the Creed concert. Try to get Rex Road in the door tonight.
Can't wait. I'll be watching Facebook Live when he's there.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah. Adam Sparks from the Knoxville News Sentinel, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on what Adam had to say, your questions on Tennessee, as we are now just a couple of weeks away from them opening the season against Chattanooga. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.